This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off.
I'm 21 and I started hair pulling when I was, I think, like 14. It was like the beginning of grade 9. And I was just like, I remember it actually exactly. I was just like sitting on the couch and I was like just playing with my eyelashes. And I was like, this all feels kind of funny. And then I just went to the bathroom, pulled it out, and I was like, okay. And then it just started from there, pretty much.
When did you realize, okay, hey, I actually can't stop doing this? Like, this may be a thing.
I think it was like, I don't remember exactly like when I started noticing I was doing it a lot more, but the second like I noticed that there was a gap in my eyelashes, it was probably like maybe like a couple weeks after, I was like, when did that happen? And then I was like noticing when I was doing it, but I also, the gap was like so sudden that I was like, okay. So it came pretty quick. And then I was like, this seems kind of like an issue, but I didn't really look much into it because there wasn't really anything online about it at the time, because that was like 8 years ago.
When your parents found out, what were their reactions?
My mom was very like, I think I had like tried to subtly mention it. We were at the grocery store, I think, and I was like, Mom, do you like see this gap in my eyelashes? And she was like, oh, like where'd it come from? Because again, like I said, she was very like, don't touch your eyebrows. If you need to get them done, I'll take you. So I like tried to like point out my eyelashes to her. And I was like, I've been pulling them out. And she was like startled. She was like, what did you just say? And I was like, yeah, like I've just been like pulling them out. And she did not react well at first. She kind of was like, she was going away for a trip. And she was like, they need to be grown back by the time I get back from this trip. She's like, you need to not be pulling them out. And I was like, oh God, okay. And then obviously that didn't work because I wasn't able to just cold turkey not pull them out anymore. But now she just doesn't even like, even when my eyebrows started, she didn't even really say anything about it. She was just like, yeah, I'll just go buy you some makeup for it. You can cover it up if you want. And now I walk through the house without my eyebrows on and there's nothing there. And she just perfectly fine with it. And now she's even like, you need to tell me how you draw your eyebrows on, because I need to know how to do this for my own. So it's definitely a lot better now. And my dad, I still don't really like, he doesn't know what I look like without my eyebrows on. But there was one time we were sitting on the couch and he was like, you know, I've seen that microblading stuff, and if you want, I'll just pay for you to get it done if you want, if you want. I was like, I mean, I've looked into it. I mean, I thought about it at first, but I don't really, the whole like cutting into my eyebrow, I'm scared it's going to like stop the growth that I have. But I was like, that was really nice of you.
Did your parents' reactions like hinder anything? Did it help? How do you feel? What's advice you would give other parents maybe?
I mean, at first, like when my mom was like very startled and was like, you need to stop when I get back from this trip, like it needs to be over with. I felt a lot of guilt when she came back and I didn't stop, because I was like, oh God, like this is not going to be good. But now it's kind of just like, she is almost like supportive in a way, because I kind of was able to do like learn to do my makeup very well. And now she's always like, you need to show me how to do it. I need to know how to do it. Or she's like, your eyebrows look really good today. And so it's now it's like very nice. Like, I think you just, if you're a parent, you just kind of need to, again, it's like the whole like significant other thing. You just need a lot of like understanding and patience. And my mom definitely has that. And so does my dad, even though he hasn't seen the chaos that's under the makeup.
At what point did you find out that there was a name for this?
It actually, I think it wasn't until 12th grade, so like 3 years later, because I remember I would like look it up every now and again when it was like getting worse. And I was like, why am I pulling my hair out? And then like I just never saw anything for it for whatever reason. I don't know if I wasn't searching it properly. I don't know. But I guess it just wasn't as well known. And then I got to grade 12. And by then I was also pulling my eyebrows. So, and I kind of figured it out. I found the name for it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what that is.
When you found the name, did you feel a sense of relief, or were you like, ugh, this is a real thing? Great.
It was kind of a mix of both, I think. It was like, okay, I know it's not just me now doing this, because I thought it was really weird, because throughout high school my friends were like, what are you doing? Like, why are you just like why is there gaps all over? Like, why are you missing eyelashes? And when I started pulling my eyebrows out, I was filling them in too. So, but finding the name for it, I was like, okay, at least I know it's not just me, but also I have another thing I need to try and figure out now. Still haven't really got the hang of it, but you know, there's the good days and the bad days. So,
When you were pulling and you did have those gaps, were you nervous that friends were going to find out? Did you have like lies, or were you going to tell the truth, like, hey, I actually pulled this out?
I think when I first started, I was kind of just saying, like, I think I was saying, like, I pulled them with like an eyelash curler, like, they were just kind of like. Falling out that way. But then it just was so constant, the gap. Like they weren't growing back because I was like pulling them out as they would grow back. Then I started telling my friends. It was like a couple years after. And they were like, okay, just keep your hands away from there. I was like, I can't. That's why there's a gap.
Those little like simple hacks, like just don't do it. It's like, what? You think I'm not trying to not do it? Come on now.
Literally, they were like, just it's fine, just like don't pull them. I was like, you try.
You mentioned that your BFRB kind of migrated. It went from your eyelashes to your eyebrows. Do you pull from anywhere else?
No, it's just my eyebrows and my eyelashes. And I was like, when I figured out I had this like pulling thing before I even knew the name for it, I was like, I'm not touching my eyebrows. I like my eyebrows too much. And my mom was one of those people that was like, don't touch your eyebrows. Like, even before I was pulling, she was like, if you need to like get them shaped, we'll take you somewhere. Don't do it yourself. Cause my mom was one of those people that was like in the early 2000s. She had like plucked them really thin and they didn't grow back. So she was very like, we'll take you somewhere if you need to get them. And so I was like, I'm not gonna touch them. I'm not gonna touch them. And then I did it once and then it like spiraled and now I don't have any. So.
What do you do with the hair? Do you look at it? Do you do the lip thing where you rub it across your lips? What do you do with them?
I look at them, but then I do the lip thing too. I just like rub it across my lip, or I'll like play with it in my hand and I'll like touch it on like the top of my hand, and then I just like flick them away.
I'm always interested because I stick them places too. Like there's something about like the top of the hand where it's just like made for them. It's like put them right there. Look at them and then I
Especially
blow
when
them
it's like
off.
the really spiky ones, and then I'm like, I love these ones. Which is the worst when they're growing back because they always grow back like that and I hate it.
What is your relationship with tweezers?
Oh God, really bad. I've started just like giving them to like my friends and my boyfriend. I have two and I don't have them right now. My boyfriend has both of them, but when I was at school, my roommate had one of them because I was like, you cannot keep these around me. Because if I just feel one and like if I can't get it with my finger, I get all of them trying to get that one. So the tweezers, I like go to the bathroom, like, let me just get the one. And then I get more than one. So it's not good. But sometimes if I have them, I can kind of resist, but usually no.
What are some ways that you have tried to cover up your missing areas?
In high school, when I had just my eyelashes gone, I really didn't do much because for me, it was like I didn't care as much if people noticed that I didn't have them. But when my eyebrows, when I started getting the gaps, I filled them in with like a little pencil that my mom had. And then I ran out of the pencils. So I started buying like the pomade stuff. And I've been like drawing them on now since grade 11. And then now that I've been drawing them on, I feel really bare if my eyelash, like my lash line, isn't covered. So I put eyeliner every single day.
Do you find that sometimes, you're spending time doing your makeup so beautifully that it will deter you from kind of touching up there? You don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, all the time. If I'm like out and I'm like, I very gently touch them because I'm like, I can't get makeup. If I notice the makeup on my finger, I'm like, oh crap, now I need to like find a way to like cover it back up. So the makeup is good, but then like when it gets to nighttime, I find sometimes I actually like not having the makeup on because I can actually see like what I'm doing. And so if I like have some growth and I don't have my makeup on and I pull them, I notice that all the growth is gone. So sometimes not wearing it helps, but I don't leave the house without it on because I'm like, I have nothing there. So I don't like going out with a completely bare face.
Has your BFRB ever made you feel as though you had to avoid certain activities?
Yeah, like especially like swimming, or like my boyfriend likes to go like hiking and stuff, or just like on walks like that are in like the forest where you have to like climb a bit. And if I'm like sweating, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. So I like really make sure it's set on. But yeah, swimming, anything with like helmets. Like my boyfriend loves dirt bike riding, and I can't do the helmet because I just know it's gonna smudge. And like he knows about it. So if he sees me without makeup on, it's fine. But it's like his family, or like even like my family and friends, sometimes I'm a bit iffy about it. So there's definitely a lot of activities I avoid, unfortunately.
One of the things that people often ask me is, how did you tell your significant other? Was it something that you said right away? Did you tell later? What was it like for you to share?
I forget like how far into our relationship, like it was pretty early on, I think, because I remember like when he started sleeping over at my place at school, or like I started sleeping over at his place, he'd be like, you don't have to like keep your makeup on when you go to bed. And I was like, yeah, well, you see, I don't have any eyebrows, so I prefer not to. It actually took me, I think we've been dating for like a little over 2 years, and I think it took me a year and a half into our relationship for me to like not wear makeup to bed. He understood it, but he was also like the same thing, like, why don't you just like stop pulling them out? And I'm just like, I can't. So I don't wear makeup in front of him anymore, but it's still hard thing to understand if you don't have it, right? So
Would you want him, or have you talked to him about, maybe being an accountability partner? Some people love that, some people hate it. If you see me do it, say something.
yeah, he does pretty often, like if he sees me touching them, he'll like move my hand away, or he'll be like, stop touching your eyebrows. And I do like it because sometimes I don't notice when I'm doing it. Usually I do, but there are times when I don't notice at all. So he is an accountability partner for sure.
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. Have you had moments where you've noticed things have grown back in? For no particular reason, it's like, hey, things have kind of lessened, things are growing back.
Yeah, I've been lucky, thankfully, that my eyebrows continuously grow back. Because, like I said, like my mom plucked her eyebrows to be super thin, and my sister did too, and theirs had never like grown back to the like fullness that they were at. But mine always grow back, and my eyelashes too. I think they're taking a little longer now. But if I leave them for like a week and a half, which is a bit difficult, I can notice the shape coming back, but I usually can't get past a week and a half.
What would you say are some triggering locations for you?
Definitely the couch, especially if I'm like doing schoolwork. But like it's anytime I'm sitting, usually. If I'm doesn't matter where I'm sitting, anywhere, I will be like, you'll notice my hand somewhere on my face. But it's definitely like the couch if I'm like doing schoolwork or like watching TV. It's mostly my eyebrows now. I still touch my eyelashes and pull them out, but it's a lot less now, and it's usually just my eyebrows.
Who or what inspired you to be open about your BFRB?
I think I just got like tired of just trying to like avoid the topic. And especially when I started drawing my eyebrows on, and people were like, "Oh my God, like they look really good. Like, did you get them done professionally?" Then I just kind of like started being like, "No, I draw them on. I don't actually have anything under the makeup." It was mostly like I was open with my friends at first, and like obviously like my parents. And then I just, got tired of trying to be like avoiding the topic that I just started telling everybody.
Did you have anyone in your life after you became more open to say, like, hey, I actually do this, or I know someone that does this too?
I worked as a camp counselor a couple years ago, and I had brought in, those like little like pom-poms that have like the like glitter strands in it. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I started bringing those in because I noticed I could pull those out. It didn't help very much, but it was kind of just a nice thing to like pull apart. And they're like, "Why do you have so many of these pom-poms in your bag?" And I was like, "Oh, I just like pull my eyelashes and my eyebrows out. So I just like to have them to just like feel." And she goes, "Oh my God, I do that too." And I was like, "That's actually crazy because I've never met anybody that did that before." She also is named Jade too. So we thought it was a very funny coincidence. And when I brought the pom-poms out, me and like all the other camp counselors were just like sitting there during a meeting, just like pulling all of them out. And there was so much glitter all over the floor.
Did you guys ever go into specifics with each other, or was it kind of just like, hey, we both do this and that's it?
It was kind of like, "Hey, we both do this." We did like talk, like I think she mostly did like with her eyelashes. But yeah, it was just a very like brief thing, like, "Oh, I didn't know there was like a whole thing with it." And I was like, "Yeah, if you look it up, there's a lot of things about it now."
What are some of your favorite management strategies?
One thing that actually helped me, it doesn't help me as much now, but when I was trying to stop before I moved to school in second year, because my first year of university was all online and I was moving away for school second year, and I was like, "I want to go back to school with my eyebrows on." So we need to figure out how to do this. And I remember I was actually like letting myself feel my eyebrows and like all the spiky ones, and kind of just being like, instead of constantly trying to tell myself like, "Don't touch them, don't touch them, don't touch them," I'd be like, "Okay, you can touch them, but just like don't pull them out," which sounds crazy because to me, even now saying it, I feel like that wouldn't work and it doesn't really for me, but that at that time it actually helped. So I would just like sit there and I'd be like feeling them as much as I wanted, and I wouldn't pull them out. And I had grown them back fully by the time I went back to school, which was the first time I literally think in like 6 years that I had grown my eyelashes, my eyebrows back. And then it lasted for like a couple months, and then I pulled them out again because of stress from school. But that helped. And then fake nails help because I can't really do anything. So I have to be in front of a mirror and I don't have tweezers, so that doesn't work. But yeah, nails and that other strategy helped.
What are some strategies that you've tried that you're like, I hate this?
I tried the band-aids on my fingertips. Didn't like that. I felt like my fingers were like suffocating and it just like got in the way of everything else. So I didn't like those. And I never liked the idea of like Vaseline on my fingers or anything, whatever that one was. So like, how am I supposed to do anything with that? At night when I go to bed, like I put like castor oil and coconut oil on my eyebrows, so I can't obviously pull them that way, but that's just for growth. But it's slippery, so I can't really do anything with that. But yeah, it's just like the covering my fingertips and stuff I don't like.
Yeah, I've tried the band-aids. I've
Yeah.
tried, when I was younger, wearing mittens, which was like, it's summer, I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I've recently put on like tiny pieces of tape, like only for a certain amount of time. But someone else in the community told me about liquid, Nu Skin, like liquid
Yeah.
bandage. I'm gonna try that out and see how it goes. Like
Oh.
just during those like high demand times, not all
Yeah.
day, every day. Just like I
Yeah.
know it's getting tough. See if that helps.
Yeah, that sounds smart. I might try that.
You have to let me know if you do
Interesting.
it. What would be some advice you would give someone who is a significant other to someone with a BFRB?
Think you just need like a lot of understanding and patience because, I mean, if you don't have it, you're really not going to understand because it is like, the whole like, you don't have self-control sort of thing. Which, like, if you don't have it, I kind of see why you would think that. But it's also like, the feeling is just very satisfying, and it's just like a very strong impulse. I think you need a lot of understanding if you're dating or seeing somebody like that who has that disorder. And again, like also just a lot of patience, because it's not going to happen overnight. And there's going to be times where like they grow them all back, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they're gone again. Like, it's frustrating for you, but it's frustrating for the person who has it too, because they're so like happy that they've gone that far with it and now they're gone. So it's just, yeah, a lot of patience, a lot of understanding, I think.
When you go through a moment of setback or relapse and you've pulled a lot after growing them back in, what are some of the things that you say to yourself?
Definitely, like when I first started pulling, it was very frustrating, and I was always very hard on myself about it, because like I wasn't reading anything about other people having it. So I was like, why am I doing this? This is so frustrating. Like, just let it go. But now it's just kind of like, well, I have grown them back once. I can do it again. It's just maybe I'm in a very stressful situation or whatever, and I just try again the next day. I try to have a lot of compassion for myself, because I know it. I've done it before and I've been able to grow them back. I don't know if there's like specific things I say. I just try and not overthink it too much, and like remind myself that, it is a disorder that I have and not just me having zero self-control and doing it for fun.
Have you ever experienced other BFRBs, like nail biting or skin picking?
I have bitten my nails since I was a kid. That was a constant thing I did, and my mom was always on me about it. That one I never really like, it never bothered me. I didn't really care that much. I think I do kind of pick my skin, like especially like around my shoulders and stuff, and like my face, if there's like anything on my face that I'm like, oh, and then I just like pick at my face. Not very much, but it's usually like my shoulders and stuff.
Do you remember a particularly challenging moment with your BFRB, one that stands out to you?
I think like it was actually like in the last, like the past couple of months, when I was like finishing up school, and I procrastinate like crazy because I also have ADHD, so it's terrible. And I remember moments of like sitting on the couch trying to like get my school stuff done, and I couldn't, because I was like feeling all like the eyebrow like hairs that I wanted to pull. And I was like, I need to pull them out, I need to pull them out. And if I couldn't get them with my fingers, I had to keep getting up to go pull it out. And that was really frustrating, because I was like, I just want to get all this stuff done, and I can't, because I can't get my hands away from my face. And that was actually, I think it was like a couple weeks of that. It was so frustrating. And I was like, why can't I just keep my hands away? Because yeah, I just like kept getting up every 5 minutes, because I would find a new one to pull out. And yeah, that was definitely very frustrating.
I think what's hard for people to understand without a BFRB is not only is the physical act, but it's the time. We're spending time.
Yeah, I could sit there for like hours doing it if I really wanted to. And I guess technically that's what I was doing, because I think I was pulling more than I was getting a sentence down for that essay.
Do you have a memory or a moment that wasn't so challenging? Maybe it was where you felt successful.
I think it was that time, like right before I moved away for my second year of university, that like I had grown them back finally fully for like the first time in years. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't need my makeup. I don't need to like plan my morning around doing my makeup, because that's like my whole thing. If someone's like, you want to go out in the morning? I'm like, yeah, but like what time? Because I need an hour just in case. Because like I can do my makeup now in a good like 20 minutes, but sometimes there's days where I need a whole hour because it's just not looking the way I want it to. So it was nice to like wake up for that few months and like not even have to think about it. That felt really nice.
What advice would you give someone who wants to share their BFRB story?
I kind of see it as like, when I tell people, it kind of just brings more awareness to it. And you don't actually get, at least for me, I've never gotten like bad reactions to it, I guess. It's more just like an interest almost. When like I'll be at work and someone will like be like, oh, I love your eyebrows. Like, where'd you get them done? And I'm like, oh, I like draw them on. And it's usually like a woman who doesn't have a lot of eyebrow hair who's like trying to figure out where to go to get it done. And I'm like, yeah, like I don't have anything under my makeup. Like it's just, I do it every morning. And they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah. And then I like tell them that I have this disorder. And they actually like kind of like ask me questions about it. And I just find like, I don't know. I like telling people because it's kind of, I guess, gets the information out there more and like spreads awareness. At least to me, that's how I see it. So I don't know. I don't think you get as bad of reactions as you think you're gonna get. And people just kind of find it interesting.
How would you describe your relationship with your trichotillomania now versus when you were younger?
When I was younger, I think there was definitely like, I felt a lot more negative about it. Like, I still don't think it's like a great thing to have, but I saw it as something kind of just like weighed me down all the time. Because, I mean, when I was first drawing my eyebrows on, like, I didn't even like people in my house, like my parents or anybody seeing it. And so I would like run from my room to the bathroom in the morning and like draw them on as quick as I could. And it was just something like, I don't want anybody to see this. I don't want anybody to see me without makeup on. And now it's just kind of like, I'm still iffy with certain people about it. Like my boyfriend's parents, or like if I'm like out with like at a sleepover with friends or something like that, who I'm not like that close with, I'm a bit iffy about it. But it was definitely a lot more negative when I was younger. And now I'm just kind of like, it is what it is. I can't do anything about it really.
What does success with a BFRB look like to you?
I think it's just like when you're easy on yourself, like you're not. Because like I'll pull pretty much every day, and sometimes it's more than other days, and so I kind of like do a little like congratulations to myself if I haven't pulled as much like today as I did the day before. I think it's just things like that, like just day by day, just like little like, you know, you're easy on yourself. You're like, hey, I didn't pull as much as I did yesterday. I still pulled a few, but they look good still, so.